This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The World Dairy Expo is underway in Wisconsin. We'll have more right after this.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
The World Dairy Expo is underway in Madison, Wisconsin. Lisa Benke, Communications Manager for World Dairy Expo, said that while the trade show began on Tuesday, the event actually started over the weekend.
I love the new schedule. We kind of front load it with the youth activities, recognizing that there are so many youth from across the country that want to participate in the show, but they still have obligations as students, right? So we've got, at the start of the week on Saturday, we had the fitting and the showmanship competitions, and we had youth from all over Canada and the U.S. compete in those competitions. A gentleman from Pennsylvania emerged victorious in the fitting competition, and there were some Canadians right on his heels. So that's actually a really, really unique, and it's an important competition, because when you come to World Dairy Expo, you don't even have to be immersed in the dairy business to recognize that these animals are something pretty special.
People from over 100 countries attend World Dairy Expo on average every year. Benke said attendees will see some new things at this year's show.
The new things at World Dairy Expo this year include a dairy showcase village. The dairy farmers of Wisconsin used to sell product here on grounds, and it's funny, you know, all of us in the dairy industry, we still love our dairy products, right? So you can get a grilled cheese while you're here and a shake. We've got a number of cheese and dairy artisans who are in the dairy showcase village, which is located just outside of the exhibition hall, and they will be selling product this year. World Dairy Expo's got an app, and that app can help you find anybody on this grounds, and it's 164 acres. The grounds has so many people to see, whether it's in the trade show or within the dairy cattle show. You can type in any company's name. You can type in any cattle exhibitor's prefix or a cow's name or even a state. And all of that can sort and come up on your World Dairy Expo app if you're trying to find someone in particular on the grounds. And I highly recommend it.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.